Yalcin watched Craiglin's back as he walked through the messroom. He said something to Dorilo, then he was through to the bridge. She let the stun gun down slowly. It hung in one hand. She looked at the gun thoughtfully and said to herself quietly, "Yalcin, my girl, there are times when I think you're a little too loyal." She raised the gun again as the cabin door opened just a crack, and a small voice said, "Is it safe out there yet?" Yalcin grimaced, pushed the door open and looked at the drone, which was retreating further into the cabin. She nodded her head to the side and said, "Get out here and give me a hand with this bard, you liveless piece of clockwork."
"Wake up!"
Hawser kicked Wubslin's leg as he swung into his chair. Avager was sitting in the third seat in the flight deck, looking anxiously at the screens and controls. Wubslin jumped, then looked round with bleary eyes.
He said then, I was just resting my eyes.
Hawser pulled out the cat's manual controls from the recess in the edge of the console. Avager looked at them with apprehension.
"Just how hard did you knock your head?" he said to Hawser.
Hawser smiled coldly at him. He scanned the screens as fast as he could and threw the safety switches on the ship's fusion motors. He tried traffic control once more. The small bay was still dark. The outside pressure gauge registered zero. Wubslin was talking to himself as he checked over the craft's monitoring systems.
"Avager," Hawser said, not looking at the older man, "I think you'd better strap in."
"What for?"
Avager asked quietly, measuredly.
"We can't go anywhere. We can't move. We're stuck here until Tug arrives to take us out, aren't we?"
"Of course we are," Hawser said,
adjusting the readying controls of the fusion motors and putting the ship leg controls on automatic. He turned and looked at Avager.
"Tell you what, why don't you go and get that new recruit's kit bag, take it down to the hangar and shove it into a vac tube?"
"What?"
Avager said, his already creased face becoming more lined as he frowned.
"I thought she was leaving."
"She was, but whoever is trying to keep us in here started evacuating the air from the small bay before she could get off. Now, I want you to take her kit bag and all the other gear she may have left lying around and stow it in a vac tube, all right?"
Avager got up from the seat slowly, looking at Hawser with a tense, worried expression on his face.
"All right."
He started to leave the bridge, then hesitated, looking back at Hawser.
"Craiglin, why am I putting her kit bag in the vac tube?"
"Because there's almost certainly a very powerful bomb in it, that's why. Now, get down there and do it."
Avager nodded and left, looking even less happy. Hawser turned back to the controls. They were almost ready. Wubslin was still talking to himself and hadn't strapped in properly, but he seemed to be doing his part competently enough, despite frequent belches and pauses to scratch his chest and head. Hawser knew he was putting the next bit off, but it had to be done. He pressed the ident button.
"This is Craiglin," he said, and coughed.
"Identification complete," the console said immediately.
Hawser wanted to shout, or at least sag in his seat with relief, but he hadn't the time to do either, and Wubslin would have thought it a little strange. So might the ship's computer, for that matter. Some machines were programmed to watch for signs of joy or relief after the formal identification was over. So he did nothing to celebrate, just brought the fusion motor primers up to operating temperature.
"Captain!"
The small drone dashed back into the bridge, coming to a halt between Wubslin and Hawser.
"You will let me off the ship at once and report the irregularities taking place aboard immediately, or..."
"Or what?"
Hawser said, watching the temperature in the cat's fusion motor soar.
"If you think you can get off this ship, you're welcome to try. Probably culture agents would blow you to dust, even if you did get out."
"Culture agents?" the small machine said with a sneer in its voice. "Captain, for your information, this GSV is a demilitarized civilian vessel under the control of the Vavach Hub authorities and within the terms laid down in the Adiran Culture War Conduct Treaty, drawn up shortly after the commencement of hostilities. How..."
"So who turned the lights off and let the air out, idiot?" Hawser said, turning to the machine briefly.
He looked back to the console, turning the bow radar up as high as it would go and taking readings through the blank wall of the rear of the small bay.
"I don't know," the drone said. "But I rather doubt it would be culture agents. Who or what do you think these supposed agents are after? You?"
"What if they were?"
Hawser took another look at the holo display of the GSV's internal layout. He briefly magnified the volume around small bay 27492 before switching the repeater screen off. The drone was silent for a second, then backed off through the doorway.
"Great. I'm locked in an antique with a paranoid lunatic. I think I'll go and look for somewhere safer than this.
You do that, Hawser yelled down the corridor after it.
He turned the hangar circuit back on.
Avager, he said. I've done it, said the old man's voice. Right, get to the mess fast and strap in.
Hawser killed the circuit again.
Well, Wobslin said, sitting back in his seat and scratching his head, looking at the bank of screens in front of him with their arrays of figures and graphs. I don't know what it is you're intending to do, Craiglin, but whatever it is, we're as ready as we'll ever be to do it.
The stout engineer looked across at Hawser, lifted himself slightly from his seat and pulled the restraining straps over his body. Hawser grinned at him, trying to look confident. His own seat's restrainers were a little more sophisticated, and he just had to throw a switch for cushioned arms to swing over and inertia fields to come on. He pulled his helmet over his head from the hinged position and heard it hiss shut.
Oh my God, Wobslin said, looking slowly away from Hawser to stare at the almost featureless rear wall of the small bay shown on the main screen.
I sure as hell hope you're not going to do what I think you are.
Hawser didn't reply. He hit the button to talk to the mess.
All right.
Just about, Craiglin, but, Yalson said, Hawser killed that circuit too.
He licked his lips, took the controls in his gloved hands, sucked in a deep breath, then flicked the thumb buttons on the cat's three fusion motors. Just before the noise started, he heard Wobslin say,
Oh my God, you are.
The screen flashed, went dark, then flashed again. The view of the small bay's rear wall was lit by three jets of plasma bursting from underneath the ship,